that worked down there in a logging business where he had 16 of them.
Good.
Of pulling cypress logs out of a day, you know. But he pulled them off of the marsh and out of swamps down there. Biggest kind of cypress logs. And I thought we'd get them with his auctions. He'd pull them out to where a cart and mule could get them, you know. And haul them to a mill way down in there.
Did you ever work the oxen together, two oxen at the same time?
No, I never have worked two at the same time, but this brother-in-law of mine worked first as I was 16 at the time.
Good,
huh? He had a line on there, one of them. He could tell us all talk to them things. They'll do this right away, you tell them. It's just hard to believe that out there they could be trained them days and know to do it.
Where did you get the oxen? Did y'all buy them?
Well, a logging man bought them oxen from the, and a tie man. I don't know where he got them, but he got them most anywhere around where they had cattle, you know. Why, a cattleman usually raise the biggest oxen he had. He raised a big steer, you know. If he's ever seen a big steer, well, he'd haul off and sell him in about 2 years for auction, and then people would bought them without training them.
It take very long to train them?
No, you train them before you know it.
Oh, I guess they work better than like you, then, didn't
they? Yeah, just like a mule. It work good. Ain't nothing works any better than hogs. I plowed with them. You can tell him G or R.
Oh.
He knows just what you're talking about.
When you work with two of them and you got two of them working there at the same time, you got to...
I have to call them a different name. He called one of them Red or Bride. Yeah. Have to get them working together, you know. If you say G to one, why the opposite one knows what you mean too. If you say ha, why the opposite another one knows what to do. They're the easiest thing like that. Yeah, so.
Yeah. How long did you work snaking tie?
I worked about 2 years, I think. Snaking all the world in this part of the country, right down in here, you know. And then the tie man moved out.
You mentioned that you started fishing then?
Yeah, I started fishing. I believe I quit in the fall of the year, and when the fish come in the river, I went fishing in the river with a hook and line boat. And then the next year I got me a net and started pulling in and out down there, the mouth of the river. And fishing in the river too with a net. I'm telling you, it was a rough time, no man. You get 3 cents a pound for fish, for mullet, and 8 cents for trout.
That doesn't seem like very much, does it?
It wasn't very much.